Well, in light of this morning's breaking at 8, you would be within your rights to ask the question whether the government, the health department and the ambulance service is serious about stopping the problems of ramping and addressing staff concerns about workload, stress and the management of sick patients, or is it more interested in controlling the public debate surrounding them? Because we have obtained a circular that was sent out yesterday by the Chief Executive Officer of the Ambulance Service, David Place. And it follows on from a number of interviews and public statements that AMBOs have made. We had an AMBO on the show a couple of days ago, and she was terrific, doing a bit of truth-telling about her daily life manning an ambulance. So this is what the CEO sent out yesterday. Public comment and handling official information. It is timely to issue a general reminder that as public sector employees, we are all required to comply with the Code of Ethics for the South Australian Public Service Code, and we should be familiar with the code. SA Ambulance Service volunteers are similarly required to comply with blah blah, another code mentioned, which contains similar obligations to the code. Public sector employees will only make public comment in relation to their duties. The public sector or the government, including policy and programs, when specifically authorised to do so. Such comment will be restricted to factual information and professional advice and avoid the expression of personal opinion. Public comment includes providing information. Public sector employees will not access or attempt to access official information other than in connection with the performance by them of their duties and as or authorised. Who wrote this? Sounds like a lawyer wrote it. It is important for all employees to be familiar with the code, mainly including because employees may commit misconduct if they contravene the professional conduct. So what all this gibberish means when you translate it into actual English is shut up or we might sack you.
And let's remember what the message they came on to tell us earlier this week was. The message was, the current working arrangement is dangerous for you and for us. I mean, I can't imagine an interest that's more in the public.
It's 100% interest. In the public interest. And what it shows is that this government, like governments everywhere in the modern era, that they want to ensure that their army of press secretaries and departmental media officers are in charge of the flow of information, or in their preferred case here, the non-flow of information.
That's embarrassing.
By archly hinting that you're actually prepared to take disciplinary action against any AMBO who dares speak up about it. It's a disgrace.
What a complete embarrassment that is.
I don't know how that bloke can... Is that really why he sort of went into public administration to monster his own staff? David Place, if you're listening? It's know your place.
Just repeating,
is what he's saying.
Ambulance workers are fearful that they might die or they might not be able to save you from dying. And the state government's message is, we don't want you knowing about that.
That's exactly what it says. They're in black
and
white.
Well, there's your worst fears about government realised in a single email, aren't they?
Yeah. The funny thing, too, is Stephen Wade last year, when there was the furor over cardiac problems at the Women's and Children's Hospital, and doctors and other medicos there were told to stop speaking out about what was going on. Stephen Wade said at the time, I've stood up for the right for clinicians to speak to the union, to speak publicly, and I've stood up for the right of clinicians to speak both in opposition and in government. We'll continue to stand up for the rights of clinicians to express their views. So what are their two different standards of freedom of speech?
Oh, 100% there are. And there's been more than a few eyebrows raised in the past about that. There is protected species. Clinicians can speak up.
Yeah, and the letters why can't the people with
letters
with
in front
someone
of
having
name.
A heart attack in the back of an ambulance speak up?
Oh, well,
are they just the grunts?
Yeah, well, I guess they can't be trusted.
It's pretty damning, that email.
Completely embarrassing.